Let's get to the business news now with Nicholas Poynton, who is in our Wellington studio. Nicholas, I'm very excited. I've got a lovely little flow chart, which actually looks like it's got a bunch of emojis on it. I have no idea what it's for, but I sense it's going to be really good. So should we start with prices for consumer products? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, we are. So we got the latest CPI figures from StatsNZ. That's the Consumer Price Index, and that's for the September quarter. And they show us that prices, they rose by about 0.7%. That's largely because of higher prices for vegetables and also a rebound in the prices for public transport. However, the increase was actually softer than many economists, as well as the Reserve Bank was expecting. The Reserve Bank was picking something in the realm of about a 1.1% increase, so a bit softer there. Annual inflation, that's for the year to date, that edged slightly down from 1.5 to 1.4. And all of this has led some economists to say there is a case for more monetary stimulus from the Reserve Bank. They say that this strengthens the case for a negative OCR sometime soon to really offset the dreaded deflationary spiral or deflationary pressures and the impacts that could have on the economy. But look, getting away from all that grim stuff, what was the fun things to emerge out of this was that StatsNZ have made changes to the items it measures. That's the typical goods and services it uses to measure inflation. They do this about every 3 years, and it's also a pretty fun indicator of how consumer tastes have changed over the years. So that's what your flow diagram in front of you is all about. So look, what we've seen, what the changes that have been made recently is that the cordless phone, the beloved CD and the innocent travel guide, they are out. And the newest items to be added to the mix are e-cigarettes, surgeon fees and exercise equipment, which I must say is quite boring compared to the 80s when you had things like water beds that were measured by StatsNZ, because that was just an item that so many people were purchasing. It was considered part of people's normal basket.
So, surgeon's fees are now considered to be part of people's normal purchasing baskets in 2020.
I know, it sounds grim, doesn't it?
It does sound grim, but I'll tell you...
Go on.
One of my favourites is that the Savaloy used to be in the consumer basket. When was the last time? I want to hear from people. When was the last time that you purchased Savaloys? 2101 on the text. And then there's a couple of... tripe. That's the other one. Tripe.
Yep, that's,
last time you purchased tripe? And I know it says it went out of the basket in the 1970s, but I can tell you now, Grandad Arthur was eating and purchasing tripe well past the 70s, so somebody still is. Yeah.
Well, on Savaloys there, they were added to the basket in the 1970s, but they had a pretty good 30-year run there. They were out in the 2000s. That's a lot better than things like, well, the Buzzy Bee only came in the 90s. It was gone by the 2000s. Same with the waterbed. Vinyl records, they had about a good 30-year run there. So look,
Marmalade. Marmalade used to be something that we measured as well. And sheep's tongue. We were all about the weird bits of meat, weren't we, back in the day. I'm loving this chart. We should actually put it up on our, a link to it on our Facebook page. And it is fascinating, all the things that went...
It's a trip down memory lane.
...that went into that basket. Okay, so should we move on to the Westpac Bank and what it's doing with the humble cheque? Is it another sort of nail in the coffin?
Yeah, the Westpac Bank is one of the latest banks now to come out and say that they're going to stop accepting cheques next year. And it really is a sign of the times, though, isn't it? I must say, I do feel sorry for this generation of children who will never experience that frustration of receiving a letter or something in the mail from an elder relative with a cheque inside that takes about 3 or 4 days to cash. But the bank says the cheque has had a long and proud legacy. But look, the speed and ease of digital payments has really made it obsolete, and now cheques account for about 1% of all payments. However, the bank does acknowledge that this change was going to affect a cohort of people, so they've partnered with SeniorNet to offer free face-to-face workshops to give older people training in online banking. So the final day chequebooks and bank cheques will be issued is on March 26th of next year, and the last day they'll be accepted is June 25th. So look, if you're still using cheques, you better circle that date in your calendar if you're a Westpac customer.
And I want to know who still is using a cheque. They can text me on 21012. And what about the market today?
Yeah, the NZX Top 50, it's up 63 points to 12,470. Our own dollar is trading at 66.6 US cents, 93.6 Australian, 50.9 British pence, and gold, it's not really that interesting anymore. It's hovering around the 1,900 US dollars an ounce mark.
Thanks, Nicholas. Nicholas Boynton from our Wellington studio. And I am loving this chart that he's given me. It's got the Consumer Price Index basket. This is the basket they use to work out whether prices of commonly purchased things are going up or down. And you can see it through the ages. It's set out 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s. And I'm telling you, Savaloy's was a big thing in the basket in its day. The Buzzy Bee in the 1990s. Also, hummus in the 2000s and flavoured tea in the 2010 plus. I'm interested in your thoughts on it. We're going to put it on our Facebook page online so that you can check it out. Lots of cute sort of little emoji type things as well to take a trip down memory lane.